This is the I'm Steph Eating Disorder podcast, a podcast where we give you information about eating disorders and at the same time beat that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman, and in this episode, episode 14 of season 7, we're talking about how to deal with comments on weight gain. Comments on weight gain. Maybe one of the shittiest things to have if you are in eating disorder recovery, regardless you're coming from a low weight to a high weight or normal weight, or when you have a higher weight and you go to an even higher weight. We all have had maybe in this journey that somebody consciously or subconsciously, you know, they mean it well or they do not mean it well, said something about our weight and it triggered us, it offended us, it made us doubt ourselves, and it's just something that can really screw over recovery for some people. And that's why this episode is all about that. I have my own same experience with this as well that I will gladly share, but back in the day I would dread it. And before I start out with this episode, I would like to remind you that you can always follow the podcast, share it, tell a friend, let your caretaker, your parents listen to it so they can understand you better. And let's start this episode. Whoa, Queenie, what happened to you? You really changed. Is one of the things one of my colleagues said, I think 2 years into my recovery, and I gained a bunch of weight and maybe even a bit more than I would like to. That of course I knew because, I feel the weight change. But my colleague that I back in the day worked with in a cafe, he really needed to point that out. And stares of teachers when I walked into like the university, like, wow, this girl gained a lot of weight in like 1 year time. Stares, sounds, even a cough would say enough about how people would perceive the weight gain. And let us all remember that we are in a society that when weight gain occurs, it is seen as something negative, while for people in our conditions of an eating disorder, even when you are at a healthy weight or even at a higher weight, it can still be life-saving and life-changing because the weight gain shows a mindset shift. And that is actually what is happening. Your weight is shifting because your mindset is shifting. And a lot of people that do not experience this, you know, eating disorders just do not get it and think that this person went out and about, ate significantly more just because they felt like it or for the Dutchies omdat het lekker is, but that's not the whole case. I do not think I need to tell the people that have an eating disorder that are listening to this that the food has a lot of energy bonded to it, and I'm not talking about the calories but how it influences our emotions as people with an eating disorder, and how that you know, what it does to us and what type of reaction it provokes in us after we ate it, or even when we're eating it, or even the thought about eating it. So that weight gain is a product often of recovery. And again, even when you have binges, even when your eating disorder is binges and you never had anorexia, it still is a form of recovery. Because if you can get more structure and more frequency and eat enough, at some point, all of that weight gain will be more stabilized. And that's, I think, one of the biggest questions I always get from clients is like, or the most common question is, Queenie, will the weight gain stop? And yeah, the weight gain will stop. But in the meantime, next to the fact that you're battling your own thoughts about yourself, you will also encounter people that briefly encounter you and share their thoughts, what is not always a good idea, with you. And this episode is all about how can you put it into perspective, how can you deal with it better, so those comments about weight gain is basically, you know, a thing that is less invasive as it is now for you. So how to deal with all those comments? What's, you know, the practicalness of this podcast episode? Well, I think one of the most important things to know is that you are currently in this phase, but it doesn't mean you will be in this phase forever. And that is something that a lot of people should acknowledge, because sometimes this eating disorder feels like this everlasting curse to some extent, but also this will pass eventually. And knowing that, and knowing that the body you're currently in, and it really depends per person, because some people really need to gain weight and other people maybe not so much, but know that your type of behavior that is currently now and how your body is forming towards it because of the behavior and your choices will always not be everlasting. This is a temporary thing, and in 1 or 2 or 3 years things will be so differently and your health will maybe look so differently. So knowing that, that would, at least for a lot of clients, is quite relieving. Secondly, like I just stated before, some of y'all really need to gain weight because you are not in a healthy state, and that's why sometimes you will also get positively reinforcement of gaining weight, and then it still triggers us because you hear, you look so healthy right now, and we're not per se aiming for health, all of us, and so it triggers you and rubs you the wrong way. And in that case, if you catch yourself with that thought of not wanting to be healthy, it is your eating disorder thought, and it's for you there to say, oh, wait a minute, I chose for recovery. Apparently, this is a parameter that is going well. And now me being upset actually shows having discomfort for the fact that it's going better. And it shows that I'm having eating disorder thoughts. That is something you just need to, you know, bring back to yourself every time if you feel the urge of intervening or intervining or stepping in the process of recovery to hijack it, basically. So these are the first two tips that I would say. Some of y'all really need to gain weight. Then you can follow that process of analyzing that thought. And for other people, know that this would be a temporary thing. When I had binges, I thought that I would be heavy for the rest of my life. And at some point, I was like, fuck it. Okay, then I'm heavy, but I'm gonna accept myself. And I don't wanna think about food anymore that much. And if this is what it is, then I'm gonna go through life like looking like this. You need to hit that rock bottom for a lot of eating disorder patients to get to that thought. And actually, what feels like rock bottom is your way out. That's why it's temporary. And from there on, actually that part of acceptance came. And when you give yourself, you know, acceptance, what actually is permission to some extent, then you have an act of self-love. And that act of self-love gives you space to accept yourself, and therefore the comments of other people also will become less valuable and less invasive as they normally would be. And that is my number tip 3 of this podcast episode. You need to give yourself permission to go through the shit and to go in those different stages with your body and still know at the end of the day that it's going to be okay. Because if you already am giving yourself the critic, you know, the critical feedback, the not positive feedback, and then shit from other people is coming on top of that, it's going to be overloading. And that's why that last comment that actually feels like a confirmation of, you know, I'm getting fat, and you see my colleague said that, I really am getting fat, is that one extra comment that you didn't need to have. And if you build up more acceptance towards yourself, you can manage these comments better and also set healthy boundaries verbally on how you would like to be talked to or what people should be referring to. That would be step 4. Saying out, speaking your truth, and saying, you know, I don't appreciate it when you talk about my weight change, or you don't know the backstory of it, so I'd rather than not have you talking about that. And that is speaking your truth and setting healthy boundaries. And a lot of eating disorder patients still do not know that skill, either young or old. And it's a big part of recovery. If you cannot set healthy boundaries and cannot speak your truth, recovery will not be there. Because recovery, again, in an eating disorder, is very much emotion-based. And if you cannot regulate all the emotions or express all of your emotions without being fearful what other people will say, you're not hitting the right parameters of recovery. So it's very much needed as well for you to learn that as well. Guys, this was this podcast regarding, you know, dealing with weight gain comments. And you need to be your biggest cheerleader to make sure you can survive those comments. And I've had them as well. And I got irritated as fuck. I got hurt as fuck. I got triggered as fuck. But at some point, I also really, really clearly knew, and I see a lot of my patients having that as well, that all of these people that are making comments, they don't know my story. And even if they know it, or think they know it, they still don't know it. And keep in mind it's a temporary thing that you need to go through, and you will get in more stable waters afterwards. And your weight shows, the fluctuation in your weight shows the fluctuations in your thought process and behavior. And it's totally normal that that happens. You cannot stay with a stable weight if the mind isn't stable. And that's why you are experiencing what you are experiencing. And that's why you need to invest in getting a stable, more healthy pattern of thinking in your mind. And therefore, eventually the body will follow. So guys, this was this episode. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something from it. I hope I'm saying that well. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.